Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live. It is Tuesday, the 21st day of September 2010. Coming up in this third hour, Judith McGeary, an attorney and a small family farmer, will be joining us. She's one of the most well-researched and outspoken critics of the legislation they're trying to pass this week. And I've read the legislation. It basically could be interpreted to say that you can't make strawberry jam yourself and even give it to friends and family or sell it. Or you can't go out in the backyard and pick cucumbers and can them and make them as a batch of pickles to sell. And this is designed by big mega agribusiness to shut down the small family farm. They've changed the IRS rules where they basically increase the taxes on what they call hobby farms. If your farm or ranch isn't making money, then they increase the tax rate and get rid of all the tax exemptions. That was changed, 4 years ago. And most farms and ranches are hobby farms. You know, daddy and mama work in town at the hardware store or at the prison or at the power plant or at the university. But then they've normally got a small piece of the family farm that, you know, great-granddaddy bought 100 years before. And over time, they've had to sell off most of it, but they may have 20, 30, 40 acres, sometimes just a few acres. And government's coming in with zoning and shutting down those small farms nationwide, and we've covered that. And they're coming in and saying, if your farm doesn't make money, we're going to increase the taxes on you and not give you your farming tax deductions. And I know that's even going on with my own family. And so then once they've run your farm or ranch out of business, they can then raise the property taxes on your land. It's no longer having an agriculture exemption at the state level once the feds have made that designation, and then you lose your property. And so they're doing everything they can on record to shut down the family farms and ranches that don't really make money on average, but allow people to continue that lifestyle, continue that culture, continue that connection to the land. And it does produce a lot of the produce and a lot of the meat, beef, poultry, pork, that ends up on our dinner tables, on our breakfast tables, on our lunch tables. But getting rid of the tax exemptions at the federal and state level on top of all the new regulations and harassment. I mean, take the Real ID for the American people. That's designed to track everywhere you work and what you do, ultimately forcing everyone into automatic cash transfer, check transfer to the bank. And then the feds, along what I call the Finnish model, can directly take the money out of your bank account. And when I talked about the Finnish model yesterday, I specifically was talking about they were the first country I saw where they began to give the government full control over your bank account and try to force employers to deposit checks by automatic transfer. And then the government could just deduct new taxes directly out of your bank account. Similar systems are used worldwide, where you'll notice every year there's new fees on your cable modem, on your cable service, new fees on your cell phone service that's just added. Congress doesn't pass it. It's just a regulatory system, and that's designed to track and trace and control you and further destroy the economy and consolidate power. But it's the same thing with the premises ID, animal ID. You got to pay, depending on the regulation you look at, $10 to $14 per tag. And you've got to have the same tag for cows, chickens, goats, you name it. Well, a chicken is not worth $14 on average. But then if you look at Tyson Chicken, who lobbied for it, and they have a world chicken near monopoly, more than half the market globally, they can have one tag per 10,000 chickens, but you've got to have a tag per chicken, puts you out of business, vertically integrates the market. That's all coming up. Stay with us.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
We've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at you, young man fighting.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 21st day of September 2010. We do have Judith McGeary, attorney and small family farm owner, one of the leading researchers and experts, valiantly fighting the UN written plan known as Agenda 21. Being implemented worldwide. They're trying this week to not just pass the DREAM Act to legalize millions of illegal aliens and fill the military with them and give them free welfare and college. They are also trying to ram through this takeover, this expanded takeover of family farms and ranches. It will basically make it illegal to can strawberries and give it to your friends and family or sell it. And, of course, they've harassed the whole milk producers almost out of business. Here in Austin, we would try to go down and buy whole milk from great local dairies, family dairies, statistically much cleaner, much more healthy, much better for you. And they have undercover police and don't allow it to shut it down like we were down there trying to buy cocaine or something. They're now shutting down the cheesemakers. They're shutting down people selling tomatoes on street corners from Oklahoma to North Carolina. In just the last week, I've seen articles where they're going to people who have been on their land for decades with small truck farms growing lettuce and tomatoes and things like that, squash, and they're shutting them down and just saying, we don't care if you're zoned to be able to grow this. You're not going to do it. And if you study the Soviet model of total control, that's what's happening. The city of Austin won't fill the potholes, has passed giant carbon taxes, $2.6 billion in the next 3 years to be phased in, larger than all of their taxes combined. They're busy with secret undercover police at the parks and at the other areas. If you try to take three people out there, part of a jogging class or a yoga class, or you take people to Barton Springs for a swimming class, they're fining and feeing you, saying you've got to have a license to do that. This is all about training you that you have no liberties, you have no freedoms. Everything you're doing is being watched all over the country. Cities like Dallas and others are passing giant taxes where you get huge prison sentences if you don't get a permit and then pay huge fees to have a garage sale or to have a little stall at, say, the gun show or the bazaar or the flea market. And really, most people don't make any real money doing this, but it, as the economy shuts down, people are getting more and more into barter and barely surviving off of selling off what they owned, and that's just not allowed. We live in a Soviet-type culture, but it's not communist in the way the general public's been taught for the workers, for the people. Communism is always to consolidate wealth that's then transferred to offshore oligarchs, and that's exactly what is happening here. So they've got legislation to basically legalize millions of illegal aliens tagged on to the Defense Authorization Act for 2011, set to pass any time this week. But some in the Senate are balking that they've added getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's a political football issue. They should be balking over the DREAM Act, which further legalizes illegal aliens and allows them to bring their families here. Of course, they're also trying to ram through the two different bills that viciously attack what's left of family farms and ranches. So we'll be discussing that. And even if you don't have a family farm or ranch, this affects you in food prices and the economy and small towns and the health of this nation. It is the stated goal of the White House science czar. It is the stated goal of the United Nations. We read over this Sunday on air with the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 Central, and yesterday I spent a lot of time, over an hour on it, with their quotes from the UN, from the Club of Rome, from the State Department, from the White House science czar, from the head climatologist at NASA saying, we want to deindustrialize the West. We want to bankrupt people where they're so poor they can't even afford to have children. And then under the new rules, if you are poor and have children, they're going to try to take them. See, this is a military, financial Armageddon being carried out. And any old-timer who went through the Depression can tell you the banks were happy to give loans ahead of the engineered depression because wealth is not destroyed, it is merely transferred. So the bank loans you money it makes up out of nothing. It's just on a balance sheet. Now on computers today, they want your property. They want your land. Have you ever done a deed search out in the country, anywhere in this country, you can randomly do it, and see who owns most of the land? There are thousands of banks that don't even have tellers, that don't even have offices. They did 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago. All they are now is private trust of the globalist, and most of the land in this country that's supposedly private isn't even owned by local individuals. It's owned by banks who stole it from families decades ago. And they do this over and over again. This is their system, and it's stated. And people are going to have the courage to admit this to themselves. And that's all the banker bailout and stimulus packages were. We haven't gotten new numbers in 8 months from the federal government. Last time we got numbers 8 months ago, Bloomberg reported that it was $23.7 trillion. In fact, pull that up, guys. Cost of bailout, $23.7 trillion. It'll come up. Bloomberg AP. Now, remember, you've got to pay interest to the private bankers on that. So it's astronomically larger and impossible to pay back. But they get all the real assets. But I came up with the number of $28 trillion because Bloomberg went on to report an additional $4-plus trillion of added bailout. But we haven't gotten new numbers. Yeah, there it is, 23.7 trillion. U.S. Rescue may reach 23.7 trillion. And then there's another article actually with a similar headline where it conclusively says it's over 23.7 trillion. But 23.7, 28, I mean, you know, it's all devastating. It's a financial black hole that's impossible to pay back. But I've got a Houston Chronicle detailed analysis here. Texas reaped $4.6 billion from federal stimulus. Of the $4.6 billion, 47,704 jobs were created, and that comes out to 96,727 per job, and the average job only paid the person around $30,000. So two-thirds of the money or more goes to the bureaucracy, goes to the select corporations that were given the lion's share of the money and the government agencies that doled it out. And most of those jobs, by the way, were in the government sector. And for every government job, it statistically, historically, takes two free market jobs away. This is even worse, though. If it cost $4.6 billion to get 47,000 jobs, and more than half of those were government jobs, so that'll cost further jobs, and those will be jobs that are now put into place, and then after the stimulus goes away, which it's already done, then they'll have to raise new local taxes to fund them. See, this is what the federal government does. It comes in and it brings in police funding, education funding, highway funding, water district funding, and then 2 years later, or in some cases a year later like this, the money's gone, and they come in with lobbyists that say, okay, what you do is you privatize your water. You paid for these dams over the last 50-plus years. You paid in taxes to have the infrastructure built. Now we're going to privatize it, but it isn't really privatizing. It's like if the government came with guns and, you know, ordered you to hand your house over to a private interest. That's not privatization. And then they take over the infrastructure and then jack up prices. So they get the huge investment. In some cases, it goes back hundreds of years of the dams, the waterways, the water districts, the power systems, the roads. They get all that infrastructure for nothing to just administer it. And then they raise the prices to, quote, pay for all the new government jobs that were created. And that's the deal, is that then those private firms then give part of the money back to the government through government contracts. So it's the reverse. The bottom line is this is a planned, coordinated operation. This is just Texas, one of 50 states. American taxpayers have thrown $4.6 billion into emergency projects across Texas over the past 19 months to salvage the Lone Star State economy. So, it salvaged our economy. Now, our economy is the best in the country because we have smaller government than any other state and more private property. I mean, Texas has the best economy in the country, and not that it's great, but it's better than others because we have smaller government, not because of government. So you see, you have to love that message there. You know, the illegal aliens help the economy. Oh, the feds help the economy. Yeah, that's like saying a case of gangrene helps your toes when they're falling off. Amid the nation's worst downturn since the Great Depression, that means each Texas job has cost taxpayers $96,727, according to a Houston Chronicle analysis of federal stimulus funds. And then it goes through all of the types of jobs and the rest of it. And I have several other reports up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com dealing with that. I have another big stack of news on the economy where all these private economists and major companies are saying this is a depression. Our earnings are way down. Unless you're in the banking sector, those are way up because it's a consolidation. It's a looting. But the Fed said yesterday, we read the headline, they said that we left the recession in June of last year, that everything is wonderful. So what are you complaining about? Just more lies. And as the credibility of the government and the select group of corporations that have grown up around it drops, their answer is accelerate more lies, more corruption, more disinformation. So we'll be talking about all of that after the break. And then, of course, we're going to be discussing Obama's aunt. She says, quote, if I come here as an illegal immigrant, you have the obligation to make me a citizen. And that's what these illegals are told. They're told, you come here, you get on welfare, and you're going to be made a citizen, and you just vote to take these people's guns. And they say, absolutely.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The federal government here in the United States has been researching a move to basically start taking your paychecks and running it through the federal government first, and they will take out the taxes. And of course, so companies like ADP that process a lot of payroll won't get angry. The government will use private contractors to do it, so they still get their piece of the pie. But then select corporations will only get the job. The smaller payroll companies will be out of business. I have seen that in the literature proposed. They're officially trying to launch that right now over in the United Kingdom. And it's the exact same global corporate model. I remember 7 years ago, England started putting tracker chips in the trash cans that would scan basically what you were throwing away. They were hiring citizens to look through the trash at minimum wage to then tattle on you if you weren't recycling properly. That's now being implemented in multiple U.S. cities, the exact same system. So everything you see in England, the face scanning cameras a decade ago, the license plate reading cameras 15 years ago, now being implemented here. The microphones on street corners being called gunshot detectors. Now they admit, actually, we're listening to your conversations. It's a global government with global models. They develop the technologies. Their private companies are then given government contracts to make money out of surveilling you. Then they control all of the major tuitions they fund, the grants they fund, the scholarships, converting the economy over, where if you want to go to college or get a job, it's going to be running these systems or developing these systems. What do we produce in America? Jail guards. Biggest prison population in the world. Biggest part of our economy now. Run and administered by major defense contractors. Who runs the face scanning cameras? Who runs the biometric thumb scanners to buy and sell? Who runs the license plate readers? Who runs the naked body scanners? Who runs the 500-plus, that was one purchase last year, of mobile x-ray vans that shoot through your house, super high power, dwarfing chest x-rays? Defense contractors. They are taken over. They've overthrown countless third world countries. Why shouldn't they overthrow this country? They've done it. Eisenhower warned us, a technological elite controlling the military-industrial complex. That's his full quote. Not just the military-industrial complex. He talked about who controlled it. And already the biggest Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers, it's not the case for the Air Force, are in Manila, Philippines, Mexico City, Mexico. They're in Eastern Europe. And you go to a military base now, and they even put them in units together, it's just foreigners. And they're taught to hate this country. They're not brought here and taught to love it. And they're taught, you deserve free health care. You deserve to fly in from Mexico City or to fly in from China or to fly in from Eastern Europe and to instantly have your baby paid for and to instantly have full welfare and your whole family legalized. But if you're a skilled person from Australia or South Africa or Western Europe, it's almost impossible to come over here. Even the guy they want to host for Larry King Live, top British broadcaster, has had to suspend coming here till next year because he can't get a worker visa. But you're Obama's aunt. His whole family is over here. They're all illegal aliens. They've been here for decades. They get free welfare. They don't work. And when she gets asked about it, she says, you owe it to me. You owe it to me. This is the foreign army of weak, bedwetting parasites who are the voting army who are going to take your farm, your ranch, your guns, your kids, everything. And the SWAT teams are a bunch of foreigners. These federal army SWAT teams they're creating. This is hell. Just as the British 200 plus years ago landed German troops here. They now land a motley crew of foreigners and slap American flags on their arms, but teach them to hate this country. Now, we may not even be able to repair things even if you wake up and take action. But if you sit there and live in denial, it's over. Now, here is his aunt. The illegal alien on welfare saying, you owe me everything, scum. Here it is.
Zatuni Onyango lives in South Boston in public housing. She's unemployed. She collects disability. And insisting her nephew never pulled any strings for her. Recently, she sat down for an exclusive interview with Jonathan Elias. And Jonathan, she's not making any apologies.
Jack, she makes none. In fact, she's very fiery. The mention of her name makes many in Boston angry. Angry because she is living off of a system that she's never paid into. Angry because she is from a family that is now very wealthy, yet she remains a burden to Massachusetts taxpayers.
If I come as an immigrant, you have the obligation to make me a citizen.
This is President Obama's aunt, a woman many say is the poster child of our broken immigration system.
All right, we'll be right back. And they always call it broken, and their solution is, let billions in. And then Hollywood will produce movies where the foreigners hack us up with machetes. Of course, then, who's going to pay for all your welfare? That's the big dirty secret. Almost all these immigrants are on welfare.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
Lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I don't know where to start on this whole Obama situation and the fact that at least five of his Kenyan family are here living on welfare for free. You know, really the bigger issue is what type of person who's conservatively made $10 million in the last decade off book sales and the rest of it and stock would not help his family. I personally have some family who've been on hard times off and on, and I've given them quite a bit of money. And it's because charity starts at home. And I also have given money to handicapped children charities and other things that I know actually help people. You know, a lot of charity is making sure you're not giving to a bad group because so many of them are corrupt and bad, but you can't let that stop you. But can you imagine Michelle Obama's very wealthy, Obama is very wealthy, Barry Sotaro, and he doesn't meet with, he doesn't see his family. He met with them when he was younger in Kenya. And the media basically has ignored this, and then his aunt gets up on television and says, she came here illegally, that's on record. She's on a whole bunch of welfare, the highest level of welfare you could be on. She's on disability. She's living in government housing. She's got money to be wearing nice clothes and having her hair all done up. And she's sitting up there saying, you owe it to me. And she says it with disgust. This is the big banker's army. Our military is full of foreigners. I mean, directly, illegal aliens, they're going to make them legal, put them in. They've already been doing it. Now they're going to accelerate it. Free tuition. Remember all the cases in Texas and Utah that have come out in the last few years where in-state citizens pay more for college than illegal aliens. And then out-of-state citizens pay even more. Because you are an enemy. You are hated. You are to be bankrupted. Now, once we're completely bankrupt and the Depression's run its course, the illegals aren't going to get all these freebies anymore. After they voted to take the guns and form the great military of the, you know, the foreign mercenary military, our main military is now a foreign army, predominantly. And they've got the hundreds of thousands, over 500,000 private mercs. We've seen this before in history. But think about the brazen arrogance. And you know why they're coming out openly and admitting all this? Because over 51% of the American people are on welfare or they're on corporate welfare. They're getting some type of government contract or handout. It is hard to find people who aren't on the government dole. And when you do, their taxes are going up, and so they're laying people off. You know, I'm looking for revenue streams with PrisonPlanet.tv and video and book sales, not to just expand as we need to do in the face of this tyranny, but to continue. To be able to even continue at the level we're at, I have to look at the numbers, and I have to look at who's productive and who's the most productive. But not if you've got a government job or not if you're on welfare. But I want to tell Republicans something that I hear all self-righteously on talk radio this morning talking about Obama's aunt saying, you owe me the money. You owe it to me. I'm going to come here and you're going to bankroll me. $2 trillion plus, $1.1 trillion on budget, $800 billion supplemental, $300 to $400 to $500 some years in other black op funding. So actually, it's well over $2 trillion. $1.1, $8 trillion. I mean, $1.1 trillion, $800 billion is $1.9 trillion. Then $300 to $400 on top of that. So we're talking $2.2, $2.3, depending on the year, trillion. There's your welfare. But you notice now it's free college and all this for anybody that will join the military if you're an illegal alien. And if you read the DREAM Act, it's even more expansive than that. And then you've got all these hardworking immigrants from Latin America, Asia, Europe, who can't come here. You try to go through the channels, it's almost impossible. And people say, well, the system will just collapse. They estimate within just a few years it'll be 60% or more on government dole. You've already got 43 million plus people on food stamps, and it's growing. That's a high-tech version. You know, they don't have paper stamps anymore. It's a swipe card. It looks like a credit card. And I'll be standing there at the grocery store line watching people, and a large percentage of them are swiping the card. I'm looking at their card. You think, well, things will just collapse. It's left in someday. No. Once it fully starts collapsing, the government will use that crisis to get even more power. Now, let's play his aunt with what she had to say with Boston Television, WBZ Television. Here it is.
Yet she remains a burden to Massachusetts taxpayers.
If I come as an immigrant, you have the obligation to make me a citizen.
This is President Obama's aunt, a woman many say is the poster child of our broken immigration system. We only found out about her back in 2008. It was the weekend before the November election. Democratic presidential nominee Senator Barack Obama started getting questions about his aunt, Zaituni Onyango of Kenya, an illegal immigrant living in public housing in Boston.
You're here illegally, and he's running for the President of the United States. That's what I'm saying is.
Listen, Obama did not know my whereabouts.
For the first time, Zaituni is setting the record straight, sitting down with me for this interview. She had come to the United States in 2000 and says she had ever...
All right, and then some of her family's been here for more than 20 years. The point is that she's been here for a decade. She came here illegally, and she says, you owe it to me. And what do you want to bet that woman would vote to take your guns, take your farm, take your ranch? Because you owe it to her. It's like in Zimbabwe, they're taking people's farms and killing them. Because it's owed to the people. It's owed to her. It's owed to her. And that's the attitude. And what do you think is going to happen as the Depression gets worse and worse over the next decade, this slow slide into total degradation? They're going to form the giant hordes of inner city people on welfare, people in the Appalachians, you name it, everybody dependent on the system into a voting army. They already are, but even more so. And they're going to be hyped up and told, you do this for the government, you'll get your free handouts. That's democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, as Thomas Jefferson said. And if you had two wolves and a sheep in a democracy, and they had a vote, what do you think the wolves are going to vote for? Let's have a vote on what's for dinner. There's two wolves and one sheep. What's for dinner? The sheep. But see, the American people aren't supposed to be sheep. We're armed with the First Amendment. We're armed with the Second Amendment to defend ourselves against common criminals and government criminals. We are armed with the Fourth Amendment to protect our papers and private effects in our homes. All of that's out the window. The shields are down. I want to open the phones up for listeners on this subject. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231 on all the issues I've been discussing. And again, it's first-time callers today. I love giving first-time callers. In fact, if you were first-time callers yesterday when we ended the show, we had a lot of people on hold. Call back in. We'll go to the head of the line. First-time callers only. Then we'll have open phones for farmers and ranchers being harassed by government and all the different permutations. We'll analyze the attack profile of the enemy, the full-spectrum attack, not just the new draconian legislation in the last hour. That'll be open phones for everyone who wants to comment on farming and ranching and what's happening there and how we're basically going into total serfdom. And serfdom was where the government, whether it was Japan or England, same system, would only let you till so much land, a certain percentage had to be given to the government. This is what we're going into. But they don't even want you producing. They want big mega agribusiness producing GMO crops that are deadly on record and not letting you, the feds are now announcing, even have it labeled that it's non-GMO. GMO pig that's got insect genes, you're not allowed to know, already on store shelves. GMO salmon, insect genes, twice as big as regular salmon, a chimera clone, not allowed to know. They're now even moving to not make the food manufacturers tell you if there's corn syrup in it. Oh, when you weren't paying attention to what corn syrup and aspartame was doing to you, then they could put it on the label. Now you know. Now you've put on the They Live sunglasses. You ever seen that movie? You put the sunglasses on, you can see the real world. Now that more and more of us can see, and people are only seeing, most people that wake up can now only realize they have eyes, that they can research, that there's an agenda. They can only see a few feet in front of them. But as you research, suddenly you can see 100 feet. Then you can see a half mile. Then you can see a mile. Then you can see 100 miles. Then 1,000 miles. Then you can see things over the horizon before it even happens. The human mind's incredible. And the globalists know that. That's why they're drugging the food. They're drugging the water. Look at this news right here. Well, let me give you the number. It's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Frankenfood coming soon to a store near you. Before it was just, that's Fox News, there were only 8 major GMO crops that are the fillers in most processed foods. And in every study, just by accident, of course, the foods have added attributes that cause reduced fertility and organ failure. Every study. Just pull up GMO corn linked to organ failure. GMO soybean linked to organ failure. And then get ready to do some reading. But it's easier just to say I'm making this up. Isn't it just easier? You know, they'll put a tax on salt or a tax on liquor or a tax on cigarettes or a tax on beef. Europe's already starting that, saying it's bad for you. But then things we know are bad for you, they're pushing on you and don't want you to know via the labeling. Frankenfood, coming soon to a store near you. Watch for the new section, frozen foods and organic, in your supermarket, genetically engineered. That is, if the government approves the so-called Frankenfoods for sale. And you're not going to be allowed to know. In fact, this article doesn't have it in the headline. When you pull up, government is trying to block labeling for GMO. I'm going to pull up, I believe it was AP. The Food and Drug Administration Monday began a two-day look at the issue Monday, focusing on genetically modified salmon, which would be the first such food approved for human consumption. That's not true. Clone and cross-species pigs and beef, both cows and pig, are on shelves. The agency has already said the salmon, which grows twice as fast as conventional ones, are safe to eat. But Salmon Act is a genetic gatekeeper in this case, approved them and opened the door to a variety of other genetically engineered animals, including environmentally friendly pig that is being developed in Canada and cattle that are resistant to mad cow disease, so you can feed them rotten meat. Not even supposed to feed cows meat, but they feed it to them, then they grow prion crystals and you eat it. And we're now getting people 20, 25, 30 getting Alzheimer's. It's really mad cow, mad human, and you're not allowed to know that. But really, Fox News is here saying that these salmon are safe. They have insect genes in them. You know, that's funny. I saw the university studies, it was in the Oregonian, where they did controlled tests and found within 40 generations these fish will extinct natural salmon. That's 40 years in the open sea because they're twice as big, twice as fast, and are mean and attack the other salmon. But, hey, let's release these in the ocean. Great idea. Great idea. Let's release these in the ocean. Here's another one. Government implement planned tax on sweets, ice cream, soft drinks. See, oh, we're going to tax you having some ice cream. What you have, you eat too much of, it's bad. And we're going to track what you eat to be able to decide how much bad stuff you're allowed to eat. And after a certain quota, then we start taxing it, which, again, is a tracking system of what you're eating. And the school kids have been well-trained at this. All over Europe and the United States, most major school districts, thumb scan, even if you're paying cash to get food, and it's put in a database. Oh, and then if it's found your kid doesn't have enough money, CPS is called. Manganese in the water tied to kids' low IQ. This is out of the CBC, the major Canadian national television, government television, public television. And funny, why don't they run the reports that fluoridated water at one part per million, depending on the study, causes between a 10 in the lowest number in the studies and 20-point IQ reduction, especially if children drink it. It has a bigger effect in 0 to 5-year-olds during neurological wiring and main development. Oh, but they won't. I mean, you could pull up all those studies that sodium fluoride reduces your IQ massively and is a cumulative bioaccumulating poison. And the EPA's own scientists have come out and called for it to be pulled, but who cares what they say. Manganese, though, they'll tell you about manganese. An IQ comparison shows the Canadian regulations on manganese in drinking water should be updated to protect children, Quebec researchers say. An IQ comparison shows that Canadian regulations on manganese in drinking water should be updated to protect children, Quebec researchers say. The average IQ of children whose tap water is in the upper 20% of manganese concentration was 6 points below children whose water contained little or no manganese, research found. And it goes on, other studies show the same thing. The IQ in every major fluoridated nation is conservatively 10 points under now. And that mirrors the other studies about with rodents and humans that it reduces IQ. I mean, they have many famous studies where a major town next to a city that's fluoridated isn't fluoridated, and their IQ is 10 point higher. I mean, you couldn't be doing something more brutal. And then they add all the fluoride pills they give the kids in school and the fluoride gel treatments. I mean, you might as well, I mean, if you want that effect, take your kid out back and beat him in the head with a sledgehammer. I mean, you'll get the same IQ reduction type. I'm not saying do that. I'm being sarcastic. But here's the big secret. Did you know that in Europe, in the United States, and Canada, that when you hear the word fluoride, they are allowed to put over 300 chemicals and poisons in the water that are byproducts of aluminum production, fertilizer production, and cracking of oil in the process of refining oil. And they take this sludge, and that's what they pump in your water, and guess what's in there? Not just lead, mercury, arsenic, sodium, fluoride, manganese. So the rest of the story is they're adding manganese. But we should trust and love the government because they're doing all this because they care so much about us. And they call it now cognitive enhancement. They say mercury actually makes children behave better and be smarter because to them, cognitive enhancement is being brain damaged and servile. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us on the other side of this quick break.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
We're going to start the next hour here in just a few minutes. I'm going to go directly to Nick, Denny, Gail, Maureen, and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But I wanted to spend a few minutes just boiling down a moment of clarity I had this morning, and then I hope you'll think about and, you know, add your own thoughts to when we take your calls. It's very simple. And we talk a lot about this. When a society has been wealthy and rich because we had liberty, we go into that cycle that we've talked about for 15 years of becoming lackadaisical, then corruption can take root, people stand down, and you get a collapse of society. You go from liberty to plenty, and then you become decadent, and then corruption sets in, and then tyranny comes, and then society collapses, and people fight for their freedoms again. They appreciate the good things in life. They appreciate freedom again, and a enlightenment takes place. Now, that's in some cases. A lot of times, cultures just never come out of tyranny, like Mexico or North Korea or China. A lot of times, there isn't that rebirth. And so, really, more and more I realize, this is the realization, as long as we have the remnant of those that understand the truth, as long as we can grow our numbers, when society does collapse, we then have a better chance of fixing things. It's going to collapse. There's no stopping that now. I just want to be honest with you. There's no way to stop it. We have collapsed. We are dead as a society. A lot of you just don't know it yet. Just like we're in a depression, according to every measurement, but the government tells you that we're in a great economy and there's no recession for 15 months. That it ended in June of 2009. That's because a lot of the public's still delusional, and the government's talking to that group, 35% or so, that still believe anything. I mean, this is like Eskimos that you could sell ice cubes to. They will buy anything. Of course, the Eskimo really wouldn't buy ice cubes, but that's how ignorant this is. And the worst facet to all of this, the really bad thing, is that there's another big side effect to decadence. It doesn't just bring you oppressive tyranny because people don't care and are laying around and don't have respect for themselves and aren't involved because they don't even have a gauge societally, historically, economically, spiritually to oppose evil. They don't have a rudder. But the really dangerous side effect is this. Hyper decadence, and you see this with ruling elites throughout history, they become so corrupt, they become so jaded that they get into more and more forms of decadence and sickness, whether it's gladiatorial games or ritualistic murder or human sacrifice or wars for fun or out of control corruption. All of that comes as a package. But now the globalists have scientifically decided, and they've said this, to make the public like them. And the general population always mirrors the ruling class to some extent. But now there's a form of synthetic tyranny and synthetic decadence where they want to make people hyper-decadent and passive and drugged so that they get into their own destruction and actually hate themselves and those around them and actually enjoy the death and destruction. And so after I take a bunch of calls, I'm going to try to flesh this out in a little more detail and quantify it. But the globalists have grown giant hordes of sadomasochistic control freaks that are going to attempt a mass murder operation that'll make Hitler look like a piker.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.